Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're all ready. Into the third and final hour of this Monday edition. We'll have our guest for another 30, 40 minutes. Then I'm going to get back into some of the other news. We have not even covered yet flu fears, forced killing of Delaware birds. Now they think that flu's over here. E-vote machines drop more ballots. Been caught manipulating more elections. Dollar slide ignores G7 warning. And a lot more in this third hour. Plus a recap of a soccer game in Mexico where they were cheering Osama bin Laden and booing the Star Spangled Banner. But doesn't matter. If you go down there as a citizen or a landowner and defend your own property peaceably, even with national news teams there videotaping that you've done nothing violent, they will arrest you. They will arrest the news teams. I guess the FBI agents like Border Patrol getting killed and like Forestry Service agents getting killed and like the raping and the killing and the robbery and all of this lawlessness. Well, it just came out in the Dallas News and on television. I have the articles here that the DPS, the state police, are issuing fake IDs to the illegals in a massive statewide scam. So that's America, an establishment that wants to destroy America and get rid of our borders, a president who loves a population that loves bin Laden, his business partner. Casey Nethercott was arrested by the FBI, and they drug you off and put you in this prison cell, wouldn't tell anybody where you were. Later, when you got out, they wouldn't give you your wallet or your materials.
That's true, yeah.
But let's go back to the things they did to you, what they wanted you to do when you were, and tell us about the prison you were being held in. Again, not a jail, just disappearing into a prison. And tell us about how they like to put bags over people's heads now.
Well, what the FBI did is when they arrested me, they took me directly, I think it was 128 miles north of here to Tucson, and they took me to a prison, not a county jail where you face trial. They took me to a place where they can interrogate you, where they can work on you and no one can see you. Well, the problem with me is I'm a very difficult person to try to break. So they put me in a room with no lights, no windows, no nothing. The only contact with the outside is a little small food tray where they fed you twice a day, and conveniently, when I would act up, they wouldn't feed me. My acting up was asking for a lawyer or asking to use a telephone. The FBI has been manipulating other law enforcement agencies down here, and as far as they're concerned, the American public is going down if they get in the way of George Bush's amnesty or any illegal coming across these borders. These illegals should be able to trash your home. They can do whatever crimes they want, and not only are they not prosecuted, but Alex, they'll put them on a bus and say, "Where would you like to go?" Now, it doesn't exactly work like that. They do arrest them, and they may take them to a jail, but where are they going to go? Back to Mexico?
Well, there was an article on Friday where it said that hundreds of thousands of violent illegals are just released.
Yes, it was 108,000. They didn't want to prosecute them. They felt that it was a waste of money. Now, if I wouldn't committed a crime, which, Alex, I assure you I don't, but if I decided to go out and commit a felony, they would put the entire state of Arizona against me to put me away. But if I was an illegal with a matricula card, hey, you know what? Let's just send you home after a couple of weeks. The FBI is watching what's going on, Alex. The listeners need to know they are going to hurt us. This agency is going to take America down.
Well, I want to know, because, I mean, obviously they're listening, how do they sleep at night? How do they do this to America?
If you don't have a conscience, you can sleep fine at night. They're dishonest. They lie. They perjure themselves. The FBI lab itself is something you should look into. That is just horrid down there. I mean, they literally just tell agents, okay, do you want him set up? Okay, we'll do it for you.
And the problem what lab are you talking about?
Sir?
What lab are you talking about?
Oh, there's two of them. There's one up here in Tucson. There's one in Phoenix, and they're terrifying.
The National Crime Lab, we've had the former head of it on this show. He says that it's industrialized frame-ups.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, it is.
We'll be right back.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's PureTrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
WorldNet Daily. Student group stands by Reconquista plan. Bet you won't disavow document calling for capture of Southwest. Violent overthrow. And many of their websites call for killing whites on site. And, again, I don't like white racists. I don't like Mexican racists. Why is our government funding and financing this? Here's the Associated Press. U.S. soccer team hears Usama chants in Mexico at the soccer game, the qualifying round for the Olympics. They booed the Star Spangled Banner and chanted Usama, 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 almost the entire crowd. There's another big match tomorrow. Folks, Mexican troops shooting, killing, kidnapping, killing federal officers, killing sheriff's deputies, dealing drugs. I mean, I've had congressmen on the show. We've gone over this. This is really happening. Casey Nethercutt, we've got a bunch of calls asking, tell us about Ranch Rescue. Tell us your story. In just a couple minutes, recap it, boil it down for folks. Then I want to get back into what happened to you when they kidnapped you, and that's what the feds did. We don't want to get into the Mexican troops. This was in the Associated Press. Nobody seems to know. They kidnapped a family a few weeks ago. We've had congressmen on about that. Break it down for people.
Okay. Well, I was arrested in Hebronville, Texas, on the allegations of two male and a female illegal alien, said that I pistol whipped them. And I assure you, not only did I not pistol whip them, I was 25 feet from them when Ranch Rescue first contacted them. Ranch Rescue took them they were on private property, took them to the gate where to release them, gave them food, gave them water, gave them blankets, and told them to leave. Well, we had them at the gate. We called Border Patrol. They wouldn't come out. We called the sheriff, and they refused to come out. They said, we're not coming out. No, we're not doing it.
By the way, national French media was there throughout this. That's the only reason you're not in prison now.
Yes, sir. They took pictures of everything, showing these people completely. They were treated, hell, they were treated better than we were down there, Alex.
Now these weren't Mexicans either.
Salvadorians. They were from El Salvador.
That's right. Please continue.
Well, what we did is we filmed everything. We have pictures showing that nobody hurt these people. We have videotapes showing nobody hurt these people. And we released them. As soon as they got into federal custody, somebody, and we'll guess who, said, we need to file a complaint for them pistol whipping you. And that's what happened. A few days later, myself and another member of Ranch Rescue went to the Dairy Queen to get burgers, and they swarmed on us, and they said, why did you beat those people? And we told them the truth, and we told them what happened, and nobody beat them.
And now Morris Dees is trying to take the property.
Well, let me tell you something about Morris Dees. I talked to him 2 days ago. He wants to deal. He wants to drop his lawsuit.
You need to sue him.
No, you need to do other things to him, Alex. Unfortunately, it's illegal, and I can't do it. So now here's the problem. He wants to dismiss his lawsuit because he's found out that it is 100% bogus. We never hit those people. We never hurt those people. We never did a single thing wrong. Now he's asking for anybody to give him $60,000 to $80,000 to cover the lawsuit, and they'll drop the whole thing. So he's pressuring the landowner to try to settle with him.
He shouldn't do that. There'll be TV specials of how it was all true and the landowner's evil. And
oh, come on. Nobody did anything to those people. Morris Dees is making the entire thing up. So is the FBI, Border Patrol, and Hebron.
So then you go out to Arizona and get a piece of property.
Well, sir, I own more than just one home. I'm sorry if I don't mean to. I have a bit of a net worth. I mean, my dad left me some money, and I've been a good engineer my whole life. I'm not exactly broke. And I have some homes in California, and I have the ranch in Arizona. Well, they said that, and I will quote the legal pleading, that I left Texas to avoid prosecution. Alex, I've never lived in Texas in my life. I was only down there for the ranch rescue event. They lied. And then that's what spontaneed my kidnapping, as you call it, where the FBI arrested me and dragged me off to a prison and interrogated me and did everything. They lied about everything from the start, the beginning, and now the end.
Well, describe this. I mean, the first day, they take you to this facility. All these armed men grab you off the street. They grab the reporter. They take you to this facility. What did they do to you there?
They had eight customs agents trying to hold me back. I'm about 265-pound, 5'10" weightlifter. I'm not exactly easy to control, especially when being kidnapped. It took 10 of them to move me around. I refused to speak to them. I refused to talk to them. I refused to identify myself. I demanded to use the phone and call my lawyer, and they said no. They then put me in the back of a Suburban. They had every limb chained. They had the Dr. Lecter mask over my head. They had everything they could do to control me, and still it took eight of them to move me around. They then took me to a prison called FCI, Federal Correctional Institute in Tucson. They put me in the equivalent of a big closet, a 6x8 concrete room with no windows and a door that was solid steel with absolutely no light or no cracks around it. And they would leave the lights off for 24 or 36 hours at a time. When they wanted to question me, as you know, Alex, they tried to get me to tell lies about Ranch Rescue, to tell lies about people involved with Ranch Rescue. And they then finally came to me, and they tried playing nice guy and saying, well, I'll tell you what, how about if we just dismiss your Texas case? Here's your script. Start lying in court. That's why they don't like me, Alex. I refuse to lie for them. I refuse to manipulate them. Finally, when the judge got wind of this, she finally dismissed the entire case. The FBI goes to the sheriff up in Tucson and says, hey, they're releasing him. He didn't go to court. Well, I couldn't go to court. I was in jail. So they arrest me. And the FBI comes in with me and deputies. They put me in a county jail now. And they say, well, you have a warrant because you didn't go to court. Well, I couldn't go to court. You had me in jail. And that's saga two. Now they put me in Pima County Jail. Now they have the same exact case filed against me again in a state court trying to get me. Finally, Judge Henry let me out of jail. After seeing everything that these people were doing, let me out of jail. Do you know my bail was higher than a capital murder case? $250,000 for nothing.
Now, you know that in most cases you would have gotten an evil judge. You are blessed that this wasn't a completely sociopathic judge.
Oh, I'm lucky to have... Alex, you're not going to believe this.
That's the only thing holding these people back is there's still some good FBI, still some good judges, still some good cops.
Yeah, but they're persecuted. I mean, if you've got 20 cops and 15 of them are bad, the five that are good are not going to do anything. They're going to stay there. They're going to keep their jobs and they're going to keep their mouths shut. They're not going to take a chance of losing everything they own or maybe even be sent to prison themselves because they won't go with the flow.
By the way, if folks are not believing any of this, I've got all the articles right here. And on top of it, the FBI has been caught running drugs, murdering people, bid rigging. The Houston crime lab caught framing people. The Dallas crime lab, Tulia, Texas, just right here where I live. In Dallas, they will randomly pull a car over, throw a bag of chalk in the back, take their car, their home. The Dallas crime lab will certify it. The district attorney will indict. And then finally some good cops blew the whistle. But it's from the top down, the Dallas Police Department. We're living in a sea of evil.
Yes, Alex. They also said that since I won't cooperate them. And now, Alex, forgive my language.
Casey, don't use their language or all that.
I know, sir. They describe me as a hard, kind of person.
Yeah.
And I'm very sorry to do that, but that's what they describe me as because I won't do their game. They told us that not only are they going to set me up on a firearms charge, that they're going to wait, maybe another couple of months until things calms down, and then they're going to wait till nobody's looking, and they're going to plant evidence on me. They're going to manufacture stuff, and they're going to set me up and put me away.
Now, in what context, where were you when this was said?
Do you remember when I went to get my wallet, Alex, when they played all those games?
Okay, tell the story. Go through it.
Oh, when I got out of jail, they told me that they didn't have my wallet. They sent it to Dallas. And I said, okay, can I have it back? It only has everything I own in it, my credit cards, my driver's license. They don't care. Next day I call them, they say, it went to Phoenix. The day after that we call them, they say, it went to Washington. The day after that they say, it's here. So I rush down there. And I have a bunch of ranch rescue people with me, and they're hiding up and down the streets. I walk into their office, and they say, we want to talk to you. So they sit me in the interrogation room, which is a steel box, and they try interrogating me. Well, after I pulled my two-way radio out from under my shirt, and I said, FBI, after what you've done, I'm calling the police. I'm going to have you arrested. See this radio? We just heard everything. Alex, they gave me my stuff and threw me out of the office.
Then when did they tell you they're going to frame you?
They told me in the waiting room. They said, we're going to plant something on you. We're going to get you because the type of person I am, they're going to plant some kind of gun on me that's illegal. We're going to get you for it. May not say today, may not be tomorrow, but we're going to get you for it.
Who said that?
The special agent was in charge. This is the entire Sierra Vista FBI office. The entire office, the guy in charge of it said, we are going to get you if we have to lie, perjure, and plant evidence.
And then when he goes home at night and turns on 24, Keith or Sutherland, or Threat Matrix on ABC, every episode is torture, frame-ups, lying, and they're the good guys. He'll feel good. He'll have little magic friends on TV that do the same thing. That's what this mass programming is doing. And ends justifies the means. You're bad. You're a vigilante. You're down there on your own property. You've got the news media there. You're showing the Mexican troops. You're stopping the drug dealing. You've got the support of the Border Patrol. By the way, we had the Border Patrol union head of the whole country on. He agrees with you, says it's, quote, the New World Order takeover.
Yes, sir.
And so they're starting to panic, aren't they?
Yes, sir, they are. Alex, do you understand how bad it is down here? You can come down here at night and see the Humvees. You can see the machine guns. You can see the military prowling on our side and their side. You can see the drugs. We have tapes that are hidden that we can't show anybody. We've showed the Mexican military moving thousands of pounds of drugs down here. Nobody does anything.
Well wait. The Tombstone Tumbleweed has the footage of them with the containers and stuff.
I know, but we've got one better than that. We've got them where they come up to the fence and they say they'll kill us if we don't stop.
Well, why haven't you shown that?
Well... Are you there, Alex?
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get back. Stay there. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we'll be taking some of your calls here in just a few minutes for our guest, Casey Nethercott. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get into more news coming up later in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Casey, we ran into that last break, and I was bringing some questions up to you.
Yes, sir.
About these FBI agents and how they're saying they're going to frame you, and how they're you were saying you had this video,
Yes, sir.
Been a bunch of video released from right there in your area on the news and by alternative sites, you know, of the foreign troops and the shootings and the rest of it. But why aren't you releasing this video of the Mexicans with the drugs and threatening to kill you?
Well, we're trying to save the best for last. We figure that if we can get this on national television, if we can get all the watchers and listener groups and guys like you, if we can get everybody at the same time to see this stuff, it'll absolutely floor you.
But I mean, look, it doesn't waste the footage to go ahead and put it on the Internet or go ahead and get it even on a local cable station, because that's what builds interest, and you know, the national media doesn't want to air this. And even talking about having something like this will have the feds come in and raid you. I don't know who's giving you this advice, Casey, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, how about if I send you a copy of it? I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay, if you send me a copy of it, I'll air it. So what do the Mexican troops say on it?
Basically this. They're very calm. They're very well thought out. And they tell us that it's prohibited to take pictures of them moving drugs. That you need to stop or we're going to machine gun you down. That's the words they use.
And this is right up in your face.
The person that says this, the Mexican sergeant, is about 8 feet away. And he's got five or six people with him with machine guns. They're about 25, 30 feet away. Then there's three.
Well, Chris Simcox said that they threatened him with guns to turn the cameras off. Is this the same event?
No, this is the second one. It's happened here two or three times in a week.
Yeah, because I now have that tape.
You do?
Yeah, but I don't have the tape you're talking about.
Do you have the ones where all the soldiers are in America and they go running off our side and jump over the fence and run into Mexico and they make all kind of obscene gestures?
Is that the first tape?
That's the second one.
No, I don't have that one. I need that.
All right, I could probably send you a copy of that.
Probably. If you send it to me.
Oh, yeah, it shows numerous Mexican soldiers running from America into Mexico.
No, I've seen some of the tape where it shows them running and walking up and saying, turn your cameras off.
Right. Have you seen the one where they're jumping over from our side to their side and they're giving obscene gestures?
No.
Okay, we've got that one.
Goodness, Casey, I mean, if you email me that video clip, I'll put it on the website and a million people will see it in an hour.
I think I better do that. This is serious down here, Alex. They will kill American citizens. They'll rape them. They'll kidnap them. They do not care about us, and our own government has abandoned us down here.
Now that was admitted a few months ago. They came across the Texas side, grabbed a family of five, and then the media wouldn't even talk about it nationally.
Yes, sir. They blackballed it. That's pressure from the White House. It has to be. No one has that kind of pull except for George Bush. And frankly, he's got to go. We need another president quick. One of the things that they're doing now, the big terror tactic, is FBI and certain federal agencies that are in this. If you do anything to these people, even so much as point a flashlight at them, they'll say you're terrorizing them and they'll arrest you. That's becoming the new thing with our governments doing now.
Well, they admit that illegal aliens have more rights than citizens, get more welfare, everything.
Why? That's not fair.
Look, here's an example that people get.
Yes, sir.
There's two federal laws been on the books for decades. Why do you think foreigners own all the gas stations and motels?
I have no idea.
Because I'm sure you've noticed that.
Yes, they do, sir.
And now this is federal law. And ask them. They'll tell you. They don't have to pay income taxes for 7 to 10 years. Then they sell it to a family member who comes over. They don't pay. They don't have to pay income taxes. How can anybody compete? That's why they got cheaper gas, cheaper motel rooms. That's why they're able to buy everything up. It's incredible.
If I didn't pay my taxes, they'd have me in jail 3 days after April 15th.
I know. It's just, folks, it's designed to destroy America.
It is destroying America, Alex. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It is. It's America is unraveling at the seams. I predict that in 3 years, when they fake the next big terrorist attack, we're going to have martial law in America. You're going to have no rights, no right to speak, no right to own guns, no right to vote. It's going to be a military state. It's getting bad, Alex, and we're scared down here.
Well, they love it. I mean, they want us to live like they do in Mexico.
Well, I don't want to live like that. I'm an American and a veteran. I'm not going to live like that.
I mean, did you ever try to talk any sense into these FBI agents that, hey, man, we're trying to defend this country?
Alex, it's like talking with the devil. You can't reason with the devil. That's what the FBI is. They are just backbone evil.
I know. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Well, I walk back down. Well, I know this, Casey Nethercutt walk back down. And Ranch Rescue aren't backing down. I know that the folks with the, I guess you'd call it the Civil Defense Forces, with the Tombstone Tumbleweed and Chris Simcox aren't backing down. Glenn Spencer there in Arizona, they're not backing down. The contact info for Ranch Rescue right there at Camp Thunderbird, right on the border with the Mexican troops shooting at them on a weekly basis now and the FBI harassing them, is 520-364-3966. If you want to get in contact with them, 520-364-3966. And they got the footage of the Mexican troops saying, we're going to machine gun you if you don't stop videotaping us coming across the border. And I'd take that serious, because there's a big bounty on the heads of Border Patrol. That's been in the news. They've killed Border Patrol. They've injured FBI. They've killed the Forestry Service agent. They've killed a lot of the Mexicans that come across that they rob and feed on. And basically, the Mexican troops are there shepherding and commanding the coyotes, that's the smugglers, the drug dealers, all of them, 520-364-3966. We're about to go to Wesley and others that are patiently holding. We'll just take a few calls for our guest at 1-800-259-9231. Casey, during the break we were talking,
yes, sir.
You said 4 days ago you guys got shot at again. Last night, the Mexican troops are shooting flares up.
Yes, sir. Not bullets, flares last night.
Yes, and you said 4 days ago you were shot at.
Yes, sir.
Describe that for us.
Which one?
the
both
shooting
up or just the first one. We can't make it 3 days, Alex, without being fired upon here. So the one 2 days ago was where they had fully automatic weapons on Mexico, and they fired across the Border Patrol trucks. The one 4 or 5 days ago is when they shot my house up. The one 7 or 8
now
days
again,
ago is when they
again,
had a
there's bullet holes in your house.
Well, yeah.
And you need to shoot video of that and put that on the Internet.
Well, I didn't think so. It's a good idea. I'll do that if your listeners want to see it, sure. The one 7 or 8 days ago was a professional sniper attack trying to get Jack Foote or me. That's where they sent three armed men down and they opened fire and they had one man with a sniper rifle waiting for me to come out of my house. What he didn't expect is that the way my house is, you don't go out the front door, go out the back door. And we actually saw him. And the man.
Now, I would imagine that if you shot back, you'd be arrested as being a terrorist because you shot at foreign troops in America.
Yeah. They'll say that you're terrorizing them or you're assaulting them.
You're terrorizing foreign troops on our side of the border that have killed federal officers.
Sure, that's what the FBI says. Yeah. It's asinine. They will
what is
not
the,
listen.
What does the Border Patrol think of what the FBI is doing to you?
No comment. That's what they tell us. Matter of fact, I've even talked to a few agents personally about it. They're scared. These guys are worried. They're down there on that border road alone in a pickup truck with a handgun, and there's guys in Humvees with machine guns, belted machine guns driving around. What do? You call for help? There's no help. That's the problem down here. It's not the FBI will prevent you from doing anything down here.
Well, I'll tell you why the FBI is doing this. They want to keep the borders open, continue the destruction of America. They don't want there to be a big incident. They've already bet a bunch. They're having trouble covering up the forest agents, the Border Patrol agents they've killed, the kidnappings, the rapings, all this.
Yes, sir.
So now I guess they're afraid of an all-out war breaking out, which Glenn Spencer said 3 years ago is going to happen.
Yeah, we give it about another year, and it's going to be full-scale war. Because as it is now, we've got guerrilla insurgents. You know from military background, Alex, what they're doing now is they're probing. They're trying to gather intel. They're trying to find easy.
Also, Vicente Fox just last year paraded thousands of Mexican troops right across the border there and openly said, this is Mexico, we're going to take it.
Well, then we need a call to arms to every patriotic American.
No, that's terrorist. When a foreign country is attacking and killing federal officers and dealing drugs, that's good.
Yeah, but
if you fight it, you're bad.
Right, but the president of Mexico and Bush, they're buddies. You know that. We're dying down here. We need help.
And meanwhile, they're at soccer games, they're worshiping Bin Laden.
That's horrid. Can you believe that? They booed our national anthem or the Star Spangled Banner. That's.
And then began to chant Usama, Usama, Usama.
And these are the people Bush is aligning us with?
Well, of course, he's aligned with the guy they're chanting for. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead.
Hi, Casey.
Hello, Wes.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm going to try to zip through a couple things real quick here and then get off the air and listen to your responses off the air. Alex, I just learned about a week ago that the god Moloch is actually half an iron statue that's half cow, with the lower half being half man, with a open belly that's a furnace. And they stoke that furnace up, and that's what they throw.
Well, if you look at the Babylonian gods or the Canaanite gods, they were double-sided. It was owl and bull. I've gone over that. And for those that just joined us, at Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bones members and others, as old men, go and worship Moloch. And I caught it on tape, and it's been on national TV. And they admit they really do these rituals, just like Bush on Meet the Press going, yeah, I can't talk about Skull and Bones, but go ahead.
Okay, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, and this may be old news, Alex, I don't know, because I've been sick for a couple of weeks and I've missed a few of your shows.
Well,
Have you talked about Global Hawk, Operation Global Hawk, the Air Force? Mm-hmm. Global Hawk was a Air Force program where in 1998, with two fully qualified airline pilots on board just for safety's sake.
Yeah, flying a jumbo jet from L.A. to Sydney, Australia.
Got it. Okay.
And that was run out of Fort Worth, Texas.
So,
yeah, I mean, look, Joe Kennedy, the son of the Big Daddy Kennedy, died in a World War II mission piloting with radio control from a fighter plane a B-17 loaded with explosives. So remote control aircraft have been very old. The Germans had them as well, okay?
Wow. Okay, last thing. Casey, this is some advice for you, and I hope it's good advice. But if these guys are telling you ahead of time that they intend to, you know, plant evidence on you, whether it's, you know, drugs, guns, or whatever, I would beg, borrow, or, no, I don't want to use the word steal, but I would beg, borrow, or do whatever I could to hide a couple of video cameras in your house. I would not walk out the front door of that house without one of those little miniature tape recorders on you.
The problem is they'll frame you and then take the recorders.
Well, not if they, you know, I don't know. Some of these things are pretty doggone small. I've got a little, I don't want to advertise.
Yeah, there was a case in Arizona about 3 years ago where they raided this, you know, 20-plus year gun dealer with no criminal record for not paying a unannounced new pawn shop fee, and he had a hidden camera running on a VCR for criminals, and they did catch criminals, and it's the police stealing his guns, the BATF, laughing about how they were going to frame him. And because of that tape, they were able to stop him.
Well, thank God for that. Listen, Casey,
yeah.
God bless you. You'll be in my prayers. Keep your chin up. And in the end, I hope that Americans will learn a lesson that we learned the hard way in Vietnam. The French learned it. And that's that a large standing army will never, ever be able to keep control over a country as long as there are people with guns. Our American Revolution succeeded with less than 10% of the population cooperating with them, so there is hope for us. I hope it never comes down to that, but...
it already has.
It looks like it from what you're telling me today. But like I said, I'll keep you in my prayers, and God bless.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Casey, give that phone number out for folks.
Ranch Rescue, the Camp Thunderbird is. Area code 520-364-3966, or it's www.ranchrescue.com. And if you call down here and anybody wants to talk to me, I answer the phone about 8 hours a day during the day.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you for coming on the show, and
thanks,
Godspeed.
Alec.
We really appreciate you defending the Republic and being fought by the Mexican troops, the FBI, all of them there, dedicated to destroy this country for the New World Order. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
And, you know, I know we got a lot of other callers, but I'm just not going to take any more calls today because I need to get to all this news that I promised I would cover. Our government armed Pakistan, put them into power, staged the coup d'etat, given them nuclear weapons. They've armed North Korea. And when all this comes out, they spin it and say, see, bin Laden, see, he is working with Saddam. Bin Laden met nuke scientist, nuclear bizarre story out of Pakistan gets more bizarre with a new disclosure as the Pakistani nuclear proliferation story widens. U.S. intelligence officials say top atomic scientists from that country met with Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar in Afghanistan. Now, remember, this is our ally, folks, supposedly doing this. Two former senior Pakistani nuclear scientists who were based in an Afghan town of Kandahar met Mullah Omar and Osama bin Laden several times for the fall of Taliban. They were later detained and questioned on their return to Pakistan. Last week, it became clear that Pakistan was the center of what has become known as internationally as the nuclear bazaar. President Pervez Musharraf agreed to pardon nuclear scientist Abdullah Qadir Khan for selling the country's nuclear secrets to Libya, North Korea, and Iran. So they have decided to come out with a pardon. Isn't that interesting? Two senior Pakistan nuclear scientists who were based in Afghanistan, and they have now decided to pardon them, nuclear scientists, selling the country's nuclear secrets to Libya, North Korea, and Iran. Oh, see, now the globalists have to invade North Korea, Libya, and Iran because a Pakistani scientist says, oh, he went and sold it to him. And remember, it's Pakistan who's been caught sending $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. The top general over ISI meets with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman on the morning of 9/11. It's all staged. They proliferate the weapons or claim they have as the pretext to invade all these countries, to give you your national draft, to set up the police state here domestically. Donald Rumsfeld publicly has armed North Korea, giving them the nuclear reactors in 96, continuing the transfer last year. Bush gave them more. And they tell you you've got to have the Pentagon watching you so we're safe from terrorists while the border's wide open, and while the Mexicans at their soccer games chant Usama, Usama, Usama. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what are we going to have to put up with in this country? What new level of garbage? I mentioned this earlier. Legislature's bill urges two-child limit. Democrat wants state to promote population sustainability. That's from WorldNet Daily. It's not China's draconian one-child policy, but a lawmaker in Washington State is proposing legislation to urge parents to have no more than two children, and it creates regulations to pressure for that to happen. They've put out a pamphlet to be distributed by Washington State's health department spelling out the presumed benefits of having no more than two children. Mother and preschool owner Lori Salmon told radio station KXLY in Spokane, Washington, she thinks the idea is ridiculous. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. She said, if I had to do it over, I would have had 10. I think it's wrong for the government to get involved with that. No kidding! Chase, a Democrat from Seattle suburb of Edmonds, said the bill is up for discussion and if it gains support would be put to a vote in the next legislative session. China's one-child policy incorporates a variety of punishments for parents who have more than one child in an attempt by the communist government to curb population growth. But America's dying, folks. In an editorial, the Seattle Times called Chase's proposal unabashed government nannyism. More than that, Big Brother. Total tyranny. The paper notes the birth rate in many Western countries has declined to substantial levels, largely because individual couples decided to have fewer children for economic and quality of life reasons, not because of state-sponsored pamphlet. But again, the pamphlet, folks, calls for regulations, CPS, you name it, tax penalties, the rest of it. This is the government. This is what they're up to. So serious to have this happening. Challenger to Putin for Russian presidency is missing. One of Vladimir Putin's challengers in next month's presidential election is missing, and the police and security services announced today that they have begun a search for him. Every time there's an election in Russia, by the way, there's a bunch of bombings, and then Putin gets to say, give me your liberty for security. I've got to secretly arrest my competition, take over the media. And Putin's been caught publicly blowing stuff up. Ivan P. Rybkin, a former parliament speaker and national security advisor to Boris Yeltsin, has not been seen or heard from since Thursday evening, raising fears among his family and campaign aides that something dire has happened to him. We were trying not to let such ideas come to mind, said Alexandra V. Tryakev, a campaign official and the deputy chairman of his party, the Liberal Russia. But it's hard not to think about it. Isn't that interesting? And now the Russians are just saying they will not allow a murder or missing persons investigation. Putin says that no one's allowed to file that report. It's just going to be left open to. And Putin says he thinks the person's hiding out on purpose to bring attention to himself. And, of course, right before the election, the railway station gets bombed last Friday. Chinese workers pay for Walmart's low prices. Yeah, they own over 700 slave camps, according to the BBC, in China proper. China, inside the factory, amid clattering machinery and clouds of sawdust, men without earplugs and protective goggles feed wood into screaming electric saws, making cabinets for stereo speakers. Women hunch over work tables, many hands bandaged and a few covered by gloves, pressing transistors into boards with their raw, bleeding hands. You notice, though, the Washington Post tells you about the low-level stuff. Oh, it's bad working conditions. They build these prisons right next door to factories, or factories right next door to prisons, and they have openly millions of people living in these slave camps. By middle school in China, you are sent to a dormitory next door to a fireworks or clothing factory, textile plant, and you build American flags and fireworks and electronics, And it says most of the 2,100 workers in this one factory are poor migrants from the countryside who have come to the industrial hub in southern China for jobs that pay about $120 a month. And it just gets into all that. BBC is reporting, call for Gulf War Syndrome review. A senior lawyer has demands a public review of the issues surrounding Gulf War Syndrome. Thousands of veterans have suffered a diverse range of illnesses, which many blame on injections administered before the conflict. And we have all these major medical organizations and universities saying that the shots are causing accelerated autoimmune diseases, liver and kidney shutdown, cancer. And the FDA shut down the plant that made it in 99, but they don't care. They're still giving the shots, and they've reopened it. When we get back, I want to get into the slump of the dollar, also some of these new flu fears, and a few other key news items. And I also want to mention driver's license for sale, the DPS selling illegals driver's license.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. And I got a bunch of great guests and info coming up this week on the show, so definitely join us. Some good news. Yesterday, the Utah House of Representatives passed a resolution urging the U.S. Congress to consider withdrawing the United States from the United Nations. The resolution passed 42 to 33. This is from last week. It now goes to the Utah Senate. We applaud the Utah House for its decision and encourage the Utah Senate to do the same. On January 22, 2004, Congressman Ron Paul addressed the Utah legislature, both House and Senate, on the subject of withdrawing the United States from the UN. He also spoke to an overflow crowd at a rally in support of the Utah resolution. And dozens of cities have pulled out of the UN. Hundreds of cities have pulled out of the Patriot Act. This is the way we're going to get it done at the state and county level. And it's up to you to be those leaders, folks. Some bad news. This is from WFAA radio and TV. It's from also News 8. Sources tell News 8 that some state workers in North Texas are compromising national security. Give me a break. They accept matricula cards. By illegally selling real driver's licenses to anyone who will pay. Billions of federal dollars are now being invested in the post-9/11 national security, yet it's still possible to illegally obtain a real driver's license in North Texas from workers at the Department of Public Safety. And then it gets into thousands of illegals being sold this, and of course it's not enforced. That's the point, folks. The government is corrupt, statistically more corrupt than any other group. CPS, the child grabbers, are five times more likely, official numbers, to abuse children. See how this works, folks? There's no one more corrupt than the FBI. No one with a greater record of murder and drug dealing and falsifying records. We're in deep trouble. Dollar slide ignores G7 warning. The dollar has sunk against other major currencies, squashing hopes that a meeting of leading industrial nations in Florida could stem its decline. The meeting of financial ministers from the Group of Seven had condemned excess volatility in exchange rates. The warning was a dig at the way U.S. authorities have encouraged the dollar slide, at first underpinning a rally for the greenback. But the gain vanished, as I said it would, put the dollar again at a yet 11-year low against the pound. That's all by design. In Davos, Switzerland, 4 years ago, they said they were going to kill the dollar. This is out of Reuters. Flu fears forced killing of Delaware birds. A flock of 12,000 chickens in Delaware was destroyed on Saturday in a bid to prevent the spread of a flu. A state agriculture official hastened to say the virus differs from the one that has killed people in Asia. All these interesting new types of flus popping up. Before I end this show, I do want to encourage every listener to take action boldly, to get involved in the fight against the New World Order, to get the tools that we know are working when it comes to waking people up. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. We got books on tape. We got pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts, Infowars.com, bumper stickers. The Road to Tyranny is so good. Matrix of Evil is so powerful. Get the films, make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers, don't count on others to do it. We have a chance to defeat this New World Order, but not if you don't take action. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've produced. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free order line. And again, folks, your purchase makes this show possible. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Please join us. And realize that we can fight evil, and we don't have a choice. It's our duty.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent Barrett water filter for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.